The first review of the UK's foreign policy since Brexit has seen their strategy shift from Europe to the Indo-Pacific region, highlighting India, China and Australia as some of the most important countries for them to increase their trade and military relationships. Clem McIntyre is Emeritus Professor in Political Science at the University of Adelaide. He spoke to The Wire's Cassie Taylor about why there's been a shift in strategy.
It came really in the aftermath of the UK leaving the EU. It's part of the arguments behind Brexit was Britain's capacity to project itself as a more independent nation and a more global perspective. And so this is an attempt, I think, to just define the foreign and defence priorities over the next 5 to 10 years in the light of Britain endeavouring to strike out more on its own, building different trade relationships with different countries. And obviously, underpinning that is its defence posture at the same time.
Is the UK still focusing on the EU and Europe, or has their support waned enough for the UK to just completely shift elsewhere?
Well, there's certainly still a clear focus on Europe in the sense that Russia is identified as the biggest threat that the UK faces at the moment. But there's also a recognition that China provides the biggest challenge. And Britain's got to try and tread a fairly fine line with China in that its economy is much more integrated with the Chinese economy. There's not much economic engagement between the UK and Russia. So in a sense, Britain can take a harder line with Russia. But it needs the cooperation of China in relation to the economy. It also recognises China as a key player in climate control. So it wants to keep China on side. So there is a bit more of a focus on the Indo-Pacific region in this document than Britain had been showing for the last decade or so.
This is at the same time as well when the US, who is one of the UK's closest partners, is trying to counter China's economic influence.
The UK is very firmly on the side of the US, and the document spells out that the NATO alliance is still key and the special relationship that the British have with the Americans underpins much of their thinking. So as the US under Biden turns its focus back in a more strategic way to Asia and particularly to China, I think Britain is keen to be seen to be part of that conversation.
It was also very interesting to see in the report that the UK did highlight Australia as someone that they were looking at strengthening their relations with. Isn't the UK already very close with Australia?
It certainly is, but it hasn't been close in military terms, so there's great levels of cooperation. It felt, I think it's fair to say, that it didn't need to put time and energy into high levels of cooperation with Australia. It's recognising now that the Asian region is going to be the engine room of the world's economy through the 21st century, and so Britain knows that it's got a very dependable friend in Australia, and so again, no surprise that it's trying to just include references to Australia in that document.
This review by the UK government also contained an insight into the change in defence strategy to keep up with digital threats going forward.
Britain is recognising that the attacks that it faces are not necessarily going to be military attacks in the traditional sense that we've known them, but cyber attacks and the use of misinformation and disruption of elections and things like that. And I think that suggests the direction, that the priority in terms of how Britain is shaping its defence posture is reflecting modern reality.
I did see that Boris Johnson made a comment about expansion of their nuclear warheads potentially is more of an insurance policy.
Yeah. So Britain's had a nuclear capacity since the late 1940s. For a long time, it's held a policy that it would only ever use nuclear weapons against another country that holds nuclear weapons. So in other words, it wouldn't launch a nuclear attack on a non-nuclear state. Now, it's recognising that significant and powerful attacks upon Britain could come without nuclear weapons. They could come through cyber attacks, through disruption of communication networks, increasingly food supply and energy and things like that are vulnerable to disruption of the internet. So Britain, in a sense, is stepping away from that previous commitment to hold nuclear weapons as an insurance against nuclear attack, and is now suggesting that it is having a slightly more flexible approach to that.
Clem McIntyre, Emeritus Professor at the University of Adelaide, speaking with The Wire's Cassie Taylor.